According to the opinion of the Mechaber, Nakdish Och, Nakadish, is said only by the Chazan. And that's basically introduction to what we're about to do. So that's what he says. Listen to the Chazan. But even though the Shulchan Aruch paskens that Nakdishoch and the Kaddish should be said only by the Chazan, because he's the Shleir Tzibur, just like by Kaddish, he says the Kaddish, we don't say it together with him, at least we shouldn't be saying it together with him. Even so, the Mishnah brings that those that are lenient, that they say also the Kaddish with the Shleir Tzibur, and that's what most people do, they say the Kaddish also together with the Shleir Tzibur, even though he says that the better minig is to do like the Shulchan Aruch. The Goyim was knowing that way also. Yeah. So, once again, if everybody's doing one something, you do what everybody else does, even though it's not the best thing. Yeah. The Tzibur should start saying Kodosh, Kodosh, Kodosh only after the Shliach Tzibur said the Korozel Zeliyoma. In other words, he's doing the introduction, so they shouldn't jump the gun. And there's even opinions that say that if he started Kadosh Kadosh before the Shliach Tzibur finished the Nakadish, then he had to say it again. And of course, he had to say it together with everybody else, since he did it before everybody else. The bottom line is that saying the Kadosh Kadosh Kadosh, you should say it together with everybody else, not before them, not after them. Since they told the Chavon Raglav the Shal Shoyim Kadosh and the Shliach Tzibur, when one answers the Kadosh, you should have his legs together. We should have, Mishnah Berurah brings, should have very clear kavona that he wants to be mekadosh the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in this chus, Hashem will bring Kedusha down into his own life. The Ramah says, V'yesh liso ha'inayim lamorim l'shal shem Kedusha. One should lift up his eyes to the heavens when he's saying Kedusha. Mishnah Berurah brings from the Sefer HaYicholos, how Kodesh Bohu has special Nachas Ruach when Klai Yisrael says Kodesh, 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 and he says that they should uplift their eyes and also uplift their bodies, that's the way we do by Kodesh, Kodesh, because that brings extra Nachas Ruach to Kodesh Bohu, that we showing ourselves that we want to connect to that which is above ourselves. Some people think the highest point in the universe is their head, but we believe there's something above us, so we look up to connect to Kodesh Bohu. Doesn't mean you open your eyes and look around. It means you close your eyes, just roll your eyes up, because you're not supposed to distract yourself. Shamachorin v'chalal, don't think this. Whatever you minig is good. The main thing is to have kavanah, therefore, Kaddish and Hashem. Kaddish is Hashem. Even though the common minig that everybody does is they uplift their heels when they say Kodesh, 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 Rishi Bru brings from the Shalom Kodesh, but also by Baruch and Yimloch, one should also do that. Yeah. But part of the idea, as we said, is we're uplifting ourselves towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kavli Yochel. But ain't the Dal Rem Si Kedusha. Surely one should not speak in the middle of Kedusha. And me, Sha'omah, say the Kedusha, if all of his Knesset, and also Zibon and Kedusha, Chayisavayna Imahim. Even if one said Kedusha beforehand, but if he comes into the Shul and they were saying it, he should also do what the Tzibur is doing. Because once again, it's a very holy Tefillah, and it shouldn't look as if he is not part of the Tzibur. Mishnah Berurah B'Halacha has a discussion by the Shliach Tzibur. When does he say Kodesh Kodesh Baruch Kvoy? Does he have to say B'Tzibur? So does that mean he says it together with everybody else? Or could he do it afterwards? So he seems to say that he should say it together with everybody else, but as long as he starts before they finish, that's considered that he said it together with everybody else. So, for practical reasons, there's a mile of not starting together with everybody else, because sometimes people want to be yoytzi with the Kaddish and the Kodesh Kodesh and Baruch Kvod of the Shliach Tzibur. Somebody's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, they want to hear it. So, if everyone's saying it out loud, you won't be able to hear the Shliach Tzibur. So, if he waits a little bit, then things quiet down a little bit and people will be able to hear it. So, as long as he starts before everybody finishes, that's definitely good enough. Okay.